Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't just wait, they walk. Real men don't just wait, they walk. Guys, if you haven't noticed, there's a tinge in my voice. I've been under the weather and been traveling all over the country, but I wanted to bring you to check in this week in spite of my voice. And I'll repeat that again, real men don't just wait, they walk. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for the last few weeks, you know that we started a five-part series on the greatest challenge every man must face. And that challenge is choosing each and every day what type of man he's going to be. Now, we said that as a Christian man, he has five options. And I tell you that I'm not pointing fingers and placing blame because I've been all five types of these men. And that's why I'm qualified to talk to you about all five types. Now, I mentioned that the first type of man we can choose to be is the whiner. Now, that's the whiner. Now, that's the kind of man who is paralyzed by his past and he blames his present situation on his past problems. He's always asking questions like, why me? Then we said that the second type of man we can choose to be is the one I call the worrier. That's the worrier. This is the man who struggles and refuses to move forward because he's fearful of his future. Now, he doesn't ask why. He's always asking, what if? Now, to find out more about these first two types, go back and listen to episodes 120 and 122. I promise you, it will be worth it. So this week, even with my bad voice, we're going to focus on the third type of man, and I call him the waiter. That's the waiter. Now, unlike the whiner, he's not paralyzed by his past. But unlike the worrier, he's not fearful of his future. No, the waiter is stuck in the present, and he's missing his breakthrough because he's waiting for God to rescue him so he can sit back and reap the rewards. The waiter wants God to do something and change his situation, but he's not willing to do anything to change his habits. He's just waiting on the Lord to deliver him and rescue him and save him. Now, does that sound familiar? Now, as much as I hate to admit it, I was that type of man. Now, as a child growing up in the ghettos of Miami, Florida, I had overcome almost everything the devil tried to throw at me. I survived abject poverty, abandonment, abuse, alcoholism, violence, and even depression. Not only did I overcome those things, I overachieved. I achieved what most would call the American dream because I conquered what I called the Asians. Now, you know what I mean by the Asians, don't you? Like education. I had more degrees than a thermometer, having obtained my doctorate before I was 30 years old. I had the occupation because before I reached the age of 30, I had become a university professor, the youngest in the state at the time, and a sales trainer with a Fortune 500 company and a communication director with the governor's office and a business owner. Now, I also had achieved the compensation, earning a solid six-digit income while I was still in my 20s. And I even had achieved a decent reputation after writing three books before I was 30 years old. Now, I don't say this to brag or to boast, but rather to confess, because much success that I had achieved as a male, I ultimately failed as a man. Because not only did I become a slave to success, I also became a slave to pornography, adultery, and reckless living that ultimately cost me a 16-year marriage, my integrity, my character, and almost my life. And while I was stuck in that present reality, I wanted and I waited on the Lord to deliver and rescue me from the pit and hole I had dug for myself. Now, I cried out, God, why won't you just rescue me? I'm waiting on you. Deliver me from pornography. But you know what God's response was? Sure, Joe, after you get into recovery first. And I asked God, why won't you turn my wife's heart back to me? God, I'm waiting on you. Why won't she give her heart back to me? But God's response was, maybe she will as soon as you give me your heart first. And I asked God, please, God, I'm waiting on you. Save my marriage. And he said, sure, Joe, after you humble yourself and seek counseling first. See, the message was pretty clear. God didn't want me to use waiting on him as an excuse for doing nothing. Now, throughout the Bible, God makes a lot of promises to his people, but he also required them to take action while they waited. For instance, Moses still had to walk through the Red Sea. Joshua and the Israelites still had to fight for the land. David still had to show up for the battle, and Jesus still had to go to the cross. God expects us to do something while we wait. Now the question is, what does God want us to do while we're waiting? Well, I believe God wants us to serve others while we wait. I think he wants us to sow a seed into others while we wait. Maybe strengthen and support others while we wait. And I know he wants us to walk with others while we wait. He says in Isaiah chapter 40, 31, those who wait upon me shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will not, check this out, run and not grow weary. And they will, check it out again, they will walk and not faint. Now, did you catch that? Waiting is not inactivity, and it shouldn't be an excuse we use to settle for mediocrity. James 2:20 says, faith without works is dead. But I also think faith without works is also dumb and foolish. Now in James 1:22, he says, don't just be hearers of the word and so deceiving yourself, be doers of the word. Now, can it get any more plain than that? See, remember, real men don't just wait on the Lord. They walk while they wait. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you in spite of my voice. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, keep subscribing, and of course, keep reviewing and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.